Hi, everyone. You might not be familiar with the Outdoor CEO Diversity Pledge, founded in summer 2018 by Teresa Baker, or the recently announced CEO Outdoor Equity Pledge by Canberra Outdoors and announced by Executive Director DM Buck. If this sounds confusing, that's because it is. I talked to both Danielle Williams and Teresa Baker to get more clarity around the two pledges. Danielle is featured in episode 98, and she's the founder of Melanin Base Camp and one of the founding members of Diversify Outdoors, which is a coalition of grassroots diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI groups. Teresa Baker is a longtime advocate for diversifying outdoor spaces, and she is, as I said, the founder of the Outdoor CEO Diversity Pledge. I want to clarify in sharing their thoughts that I'm not an investigative journalist. I'm like a lot of you listening, eager to learn and open to change. I had talked with both Danielle and Teresa before Canberra announced the evolution of their gender equity pledge, and I spoke with them after as well. I also want to note that Teresa's connection isn't the best because she took time out of her busy day, drove to the side of the road to talk to me, which I really, really appreciate. Okay, to kick things off, Danielle shares a bit of background.
So Teresa approached me last year, and, you know, she already had the idea of the pledge in mind. She kind of explained that she had already talked to Deanne, the executive director of Canberra Outdoors, and at the time they were not interested because Deanne felt that it was something that her members were not ready for, right? And that's a sentiment I've heard before, right? I've heard it from different people in the industry that while it's one thing to talk about gender equity and people are all for that, a lot of people hesitate when it comes to talking about race and ethnicity. People just aren't comfortable. And I kind of get that as a generalization about Americans because we're not really taught how to talk about race in school. And so for a lot of people, if it's something you can kind of tune out and if it doesn't affect you directly, then that might be your natural inclination. And I kind of get that. I do empathize with, you know, having that as someone's background. So yeah, Teresa approached me and, you know, mentioned that she was putting together this pledge. It was something that Canberra was not ready to include in their own gender equity pledge, but she wasn't going to give up. And she did really feel strongly about it. And it was something that she wanted to move forward with. I, in addition to being the founder of Melanin Base Camp, I run a website called diversifyoutdoors.com. And she approached us in order to see if we would be interested in hosting it. And the answer was yes. I really believe in the work that Teresa is doing. I have a lot of respect for her as an activist and as someone who's been around for a while doing this work in our community. And so we did say yes. And kind of a few months down the road, the pledge was up on the website and launched and ready to go. And from that point on, I took a step back because it is Teresa's project. But I know that she was really active at the summer OR trade show. And even beyond talking to companies, talking to outdoor brands, making a pitch for why racial diversity is as important as gender diversity and why companies should be willing to take a public stance on their commitment to it.
I think May of 2018, I had this idea of how can I make brands accountable for their lack of attention to matters of diversity and inclusion in the outdoors. And my first concern was visible. The social media campaigns that are out there where I wasn't seeing faces of color. So I reached out to Chris Perkins, who's a full-time student right now at Yale. And he had been doing this work, writing articles and whatnot. And I said, Chris, would you be interested in working with me to bring this pledge to life? And he immediately said yes. So in June of last year, we launched it, and it's been amazing.
So while it's where the idea was sparked, the pledge isn't just about visual representation and marketing. I asked Teresa to share the four different elements of the Outdoor CEO Diversity Pledge with me.
There are four main components to the pledge. One is bringing people of color to their workforce, because a lot of these outdoor brands don't have people of color in positions of authority or decision-making roles. So making sure their executive team represents the diversity that's in this country. Two would be having ambassadors or athletic teams represent people of color represented as ambassadors for these various brands. The third is marketing and advertisement. That's huge. Whenever you look at social media, not just the brands that have signed the pledge so far, but the outdoor industry market as a whole, you are not seeing people of color. So making sure that they include faces of color in their advertising and marketing campaigns on social media. And then the fourth is just sharing some of their concepts and ideas with some of the other brands that have committed to the pledge.
Teresa also created a steering committee made up of individuals who can help companies work through the components of the pledge.
These are affinity groups that I reached out to, like Latinx hikers and brown people camp, and said, hey, would you like to be on the steering committee for the diversity pledge? And they all said yes, which is amazing. So all these different affinity groups out there, someone is represented on the pledge steering committee, and their role is to simply 2 to 3 times a year to reach out to the brand they are assigned, to have conversations, to answer any questions they may have in moving forward with their commitment to the pledge. It's to advise them as to what they can do. It's not to say, you need to do this, you need to do that. That doesn't work. We have to find a way to work together, which is why I thought having a steering committee in place would be helpful in this, because a lot of these brands absolutely do not know what to do. They do not know where to begin. And that's the purpose of the pledge, is to help direct them along the course of this pledge.
We were really very much blindsided by the event that occurred, I think, last Friday, when Canberra Outdoors launched, during the snow show, during the OR trade show, they launched an expansion of their own gender equity pledge to include diversity, equity, and inclusion. And that's like not a bad thing. Inherently, that is, there's nothing wrong with that. And if it were an isolated thing, I would be really happy about it. But in the context of the fact that they'd already been approached by Teresa, they'd already declined to expand their pledge, and they had sat back and watched while Teresa had created this pledge on her own, which is no easy feat for someone who's working without the resources of outdoor brands, someone who's working on their own as an activist, as a grassroots activist. So they had watched that from afar and then had decided to change their mind and copy her work. And then at this event during the trade show, kind of announced themselves as the leaders of diversity, equity, and inclusion for outdoor industry. And after that, social media just really blew up. Yeah, I was really shocked to hear about it. I was not at the show, so I didn't hear about it firsthand. I heard about it from other people online. I quickly read the blog article put together by Heather, I forget her last name, but I think the blog is called Just a Colorado Gal. So she put a blog article up on her website very fast and was very direct in kind of like, hey, what are you doing, Camber? Like, no, this is not how you do diversity, equity, inclusion work.
I just want people to know that, you know, this did not take me. The only thing that took me by surprise is that they renamed their pledge. Didn't tell me that when she told me they were, you know, considering rewording it or restructuring it. At no point did she mention she was going to rename it something so close to what we named our pledge. That caught me off guard. And that's what disturbs me the most, is because she knew back in March, certainly by June of last year, what our pledge was and what it was about. I extended my hand then to say, let's work together on this. And she has also made public that I'm not being truthful when I say she reached out to me. Yes, she reached out to me. Not about the pledge. She reached out to me about being on a panel at OR, and I turned her down for that because in her offer, she listed what I could and could not say, and that just didn't work for me. I don't want to distract from the work that we still need to do, and it's so funny. If Camber reached out to me today and said, can we put all this aside and get to the business of the work? I would say, let's make it happen. I hold no grudges against Camber. My problem is how they have gone about doing this.
First of all, you can't do diversity and inclusion work without diverse people. So for a mostly white, white-led organization, nonprofit, to put themselves out there, not just as we have now created this wonderful thing, but also Deanne received an award, right, during the trade show for her work in diversity, equity, and inclusion. And that just blew my mind. It's not okay. And it's not like a simple misstep, right? I know for people who are familiar with Camber and who have kind of watched them evolve over the past few years from OIWC, correct me if that's the wrong acronym, to kind of their current manifestation, there have been red flags along the way of how they interact with grassroots DEI, with grassroots diversity, equity, inclusion. And there have been problems, right? Like, we all kind of quietly held our own opinion, because just because I have a personal opinion about an organization doesn't mean it needs to be public. But I think after what happened last Friday, it was just really alarming to a lot of people. And it wasn't something that we could remain quiet about any longer, right? We had to say something. So kind of after that, it's kind of been a blur, right? I think a lot of people posted at once. It wasn't any one account. I know Heather's article came up first. James Mills wrote an article for S News, I think, on Monday. And then social media just lit up, right? Like, you can only stay quiet for so long. And I understand as an industry, we're trying to move forward. And if you're kind of like involved in like the annual rhythm of what goes on in outdoor industry, right? You go to the trade show, you go to this panel, you do another panel, always the same thing. And to some extent, and a lot of people have pointed this out, it's not just me, right? That it starts to feel really repetitive. Like, you're not making a lot of progress, but a few brands have figured out if we have the right sort of trappings, if we do the right sort of not doing the hard work, right, and not changing the way we do business, but, you know, if we repost a photo here and there, if we have a panel here and there, it doesn't have to mean anything, but we get credit for caring about diversity, which is something that, you know, the rest of the country seems to increasingly care about, right? And that is just, it's been really kind of it's just been really frustrating to kind of come into this work and originally being very hopeful and feeling very optimistic about brands and how they're changing and all of that, and how hopefully they're moving towards normalizing diverse people in advertising, right? Like, simple things. To see that, okay, maybe we haven't made as much progress as we would have liked, that was kind of a reality check. And I don't think anyone felt good about that. I think to see as well the community just really rallying around Teresa, which wasn't like, that wasn't a given, right? Because there are a lot of factors that go into it. And let's face it, for a lot of us smaller organizations or businesses, we really depend on brand partnerships. I mean, everyone does. Kind of that's how the industry works, right? So I think there was a lot of trepidation and a lot of concern for many, many different people about whether to speak out publicly and how will this hurt me and how will this hurt the work that I'm trying to do. But even in spite of that, to see how the community kind of rallied around Teresa Baker and rallied around the work that she's doing was just really incredible.
I am thankful for all the people who have reached out in private and publicly to show their support for the pledge, because that's what we need. We need people to continue to raise their voice. This country, as your viewers will understand, have historically taken from people of color and reclaimed their work as their own. So this is nothing new. So people stepping up and speaking out means a lot to myself, to Chris, and of course to Danielle.
It was really exciting to know that people really believe in what she's doing, and people believe that you need diversity to talk about, you know, diversity and inclusion. Like, I'm an African-American woman. I am disabled. I am, you know, a couple other identities, right? I would not feel comfortable speaking for any other diverse group other than my own. I just wouldn't do that. Like, that would never even occur to me. I am not a subject matter expert. I would not even accept an award, however last minute or, you know, however last minute the award was, I would not do that. And I think hopefully this has been a reality check for nonprofits, right? Because Canberra Outdoors is a nonprofit. They're not even a brand. It matters. Words matter. How you approach diversity matters. And declaring yourself an ally or declaring yourself an expert or declaring yourself a leader in diversity and inclusion doesn't make you one. And yeah, so I'm hoping this is a wake-up call for Canberra Outdoors, that if you want to do the work, you actually have to do the work. And first and foremost, that means building relationships with outdoor organizations of color and letting people of color lead. Letting, you know, fat, queer, trans, whatever your identity, disabled or differently abled, letting those folks lead. You have to step back and let other people lead. And that was kind of like my takeaway from this. And also, you know, if you hadn't had a chance, definitely check out diversifyoutdoors.com/pledge, because I really believe in the work that Teresa is doing. I believe in the Outdoor CEO Diversity Pledge. And I think it is important that these efforts are led by diverse people.
I want to wrap up with an ending statement from Teresa.
If there's any doubt in anyone's mind that I'm not open, please push that aside. I am here, my hand is extended, and I am ready to do the work with whomever is sincere in putting the work of racial diversity first, period.
There are several places to learn more, and they're linked in our show notes. Canberra has issued a public apology that you can find on their website, canberraoutdoors.org, as well as a statement from their board of directors. Developments are happening daily. To see and support the many companies who have signed on to Teresa's pledge, head to diversifyoutdoors.com/pledge. And I definitely welcome everyone to continue the conversation in our She Explores podcast Facebook group. Big thank you to Teresa and Danielle, and thank you to you all for listening. Music in this short is by Mize and Nihilor.